What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Dive Bomb Squadcast. I'm your host, Matt Judy, and today we have Asher and Cody back on. We've had both of them separate before, and now we've got both of them together on, getting a little midsummer update on the whole Dive Bomb operations, and we got Squad Fest coming up. Get into a little bit about Squad Fest and the grand opening, but how we doing, boys?
Doing awesome.
Been good, man. Just rocking and rolling. I've been coming to town, I guess, like once a month for a week. And it's just, man, it's just awesome coming in here and seeing. It's very humbling, really, when you come in here and you just see everything going on and the growth and all the moving parts. It's just, we got some cool things happening around here.
Yeah, it's nice to have him come in. He's got a pretty big team going at this point, so get pretty hands-on and do some intercompany things, like meet with other departments, and got a big conference room now, so have a lot of meetings in there. We try not to too many meetings to where it's cumbersome, but it's just great to have him here. There's a lot that happens when you're here, you know, with rapport and interdepartment stuff. So yeah, we're humming.
Yeah, I'm pumped. We've got like our birthday lunch for the birthdays this month, and for those of you that don't know, big man boss right here, birthday tomorrow. After this came out, it will have already been his birthday, but happy birthday, man.
40.
Attaboy.
40.
Can you 40?
40?
Tomorrow.
Jeez, Judy, take it easy.
Tomorrow,
hey, sorry, man. Sorry, I just turned 31, so it's chill. It's fine.
40? Can you believe? I just can't believe it. You know, 40 isn't scary. It's the horizon that's scary. It's the 5-0. That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. You got a ways yet since then.
But I feel good, not to go on like a therapy session. I feel good. Yeah.
But I hope you are.
Hey, we got lots of reasons to be feeling good around here. Yeah, man. We're rocking and rolling.
Expansion.
Got a fresh, healthy baby, beautiful family. Same for myself and these other guys that are sitting here. So, man, we got a lot to be thankful for and feeling good about. So
yeah, man,
we're in a good spot.
I mean, even Dive Bomb in general, like expanding, if you've been paying attention a little bit, you've been seeing a lot of new faces around, maybe some new faces and product photos and stuff like that. The marketing team's been expanding like crazy. So Asher, can you touch on that a little bit, give everyone a little bit of an update?
Yeah, so for those that don't know, I actually work remote. I've always worked remote. I live in Central Arkansas, and some people know that, some don't. But, you know, as we've continued to grow and scale out, there was really a need for like an in-house marketing manager. I like to kind of use sports terms. I call it like an in-house quarterback, just to keep the flow of everything running smoothly and just keeping things aligned and making sure we're carrying out marketing objectives at the level that we've set and that where we're expecting to go. So Mark Berlin, he's the guy. You may or may not have seen him. He's got a really nice mustache, thick mustache. He's got three kids that are, it's funny, we were married like on the same month, on the same year, and we have three kids that are the same ages. So, and we're the same age. So it was kind of crazy when I was interviewing him, just a fun little fact there about Mark. But he's doing a great job, and he's come in and leading our team. He's done a great job. And then for those of you that don't know, maybe you've seen on socials here and there, but we've are exploring and have expanded into a B2B brick and mortar, more along mom and pop stores, places you like to shop in your hometown when you need to go grab something real quick before a hunt. And Kyle Lowry is another guy that we've brought in, and he's just a hardworking dude, and he's heading up that B2B program. He's also come in a very strong trade show events management background, and he's going to elevate our presence at the shows this season. Can't wait to see you all at, you know, whether it's DU in Memphis, Delta in Oklahoma City, Game Fair Minnesota, obviously Squad Fest here, but Lowry's doing a great job. We're thrilled to have him. So those are a couple big additions. And then, you know, our team, Colton Travis, has been here for a little bit. You may or may not have seen him, a multimedia guy doing a really, really good job. And then all the rest of our marketing team that continues to just raise the standard, show up every day, elevate their efforts, and keep pumping out awesome content for you guys. So that's kind of what's going on in our side. And I know Cody's, you know, a lot going on from the top as well that he might like to touch.
Just a departmental development is really what's been happening here. It's started from Asher and myself running the whole show. Asher really having a hand in almost everything except mainly operational side of things. But marketing is one of our, certainly one of our core competencies, and it has to continue to scale with the brand. So the advent of Mark allows Asher to back up and take a look at the broader picture here and make sure we're scaling the department correctly. I'd say it's arguably it's the horse that drives the cart. So without the marketing growth and execution and talent, Jake and Bowie, the onlookers here, it's just that we can't grow as we want to. And then a new product side, departmentalized that. We separated hard goods and soft goods. We've got Bob in place and some new hires. We have Maggie and then my half-sister, Lucy. And then, you know, the other things are operations is pretty tiered out. And facility-wise, we're in this new facility. That's been great. We've got now an overstock and receiving facility that's separate from us from this. And then strategy officers new. We've got Cody Orr and then Matt Bierman involved in strategy and our supply chain management. So this has turned into, it was hobby company, turned into a substantial brand company. Yeah. So yeah, and we're strive to grow. So we're thankful. Thankful for all hardworking employees and certainly our customer base. But yeah.
It's turned into a monster. Exactly. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. From what people remember from like 5, 6, 7 years ago to now, it's just like unreal. And the people that have been following it along with the company know that it's just like exponentially grown year after year after year, which has been awesome to see. And one thing I wanted to touch on, Cody, that you said, hard goods and soft goods separated. So, you know, Dive Bomb was known for being like a hard goods company, you know, for a very long time, like decoys, hard gear, blinds, hiver. And now you got the soft goods side that has been expanding like crazy. And we got, you know, the new zipper line coming, all that stuff. Can you touch on that just a little bit for everybody? A little update on that?
So our generally hard and soft goods are what, as they lead you to believe what they are. You know, hard good would be decoys, accessories, rigs, blinds, the kind of some products in there that cross over, which would be decoy bags, backpacks. The dry line stuff is more, it's kind of centered and we collaborate with both teams to create those products, and those are really wildly popular products. And the footwear side of things kind of cross over, but when I think of soft goods, I think of apparel, technical garments, the cut and sews, the tape seams, all of that stuff. We've seen major growth as far as consumption or demand and on the product side. So we our goal is to offer you everything from the ground up for daily. Life outside the blind is a phrase we like to use, but things that can be used in the blind as well as in a setting like Asher loves to wear his airweight in the field, and if it's clean enough, he wears it to church. So that's kind of that's kind of the direction that we're headed in. So
I think what's most impressive about that is just like I was just while he was talking, I was thinking about this performance quarter zip, and not like a shameless plug on a product or anything. But, you know, a lot of people, they just assume, well, Dive Bomb, they were the decoy company that got into this stuff. And I think the quality at times on the expansion of this lineup is really misunderstood. I mean, this is there's a lot of time and effort and money put behind these products. I mean, this is premium stuff, premium materials. I'm telling you, like the athleisure stuff, you know, a lot of people, Dive Bomb, that's probably not going to be the first name that comes to your head when you think of that type of apparel, but it's amazing stuff. I mean, and it's, there's no corners being cut on this stuff. It's not like, well, staying, you know, decoys, that's what you're known for and that's what you're good at. It's like, no. Like, you don't understand. We have people that specialize in this stuff, and they're working hard on it every single day to make sure this stuff is absolutely top of the line quality. And it's something you can enjoy wearing anywhere. You look classy, you look cool. Like, I mean, if I could throw on a Buck Brown version of this, and I could wear it in the field, probably a little too nice, maybe probably as a underlayer, but could wear it in the field. But like this right here, for example, like I'll wear this to church. I'll wear it anywhere, any formal setting. It looks nice as a cover up, and I'll throw it on and I'll wear it on the golf course. I'm not a big golfer, probably not very good, but it's just, I guess what I'm trying to say is like the stuff is awesome, man. It's ultra, ultra high quality, and don't misunderstand us for being like this decoy company that you were introduced to on Instagram through a V2 Canada silhouette and 2016. I mean, this stuff is the real deal, no joke. And it's been a massive investment of time and money and resources.
It's good stuff. Check it out.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you got to check that out. One thing, I remember, well, Cody just said we make everything from the ground up. I remember last season I was laying in a layout blind, and it just all hit me at once. I was like, dude, I got Dive Bomb bibs on, a Dive Bomb bruiser jacket in a Dive Bomb layout, my dog's in a Dive Bomb dog blind, and I've got Dive Bomb decoys out. I literally had everything besides like my duck lanyard on to kill a duck that day. And I remember taking that video. I was like, dude, we make literally everything to get out into the field. It kind of had me shook a little bit. Yeah.
And that's funny. I just remember Asher years ago back in 16 saying, man, we need bigger product depth. There's only so much we can market with our product offering. I need more to market. I need more to market. And now he's been here for 3 or 4 days. And I came in this morning. He was here. He was here early. And I said, burning the midnight oil. And he didn't respond. Mark said, yeah, we were here till midnight. And I was like, that's just a saying, dude. Like, you were really here till midnight? Yeah, we were here till midnight. So,
what's funny in that
you
forum?
You actually were?
Evidently, he was here till midnight. I was at home with the baby.
In that forum, people used to ask, you know, they would say, like, will y'all make this? Or will they make this? And, you know, in my mind at the time, I'm thinking, man, you know, that sounds a little crazy. But I'd always say, like, hey, knowing the guy at the top, like, there's not anything that's off the table or out of play. Like, I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I'm not going to say no because I could totally be eating crow in like 6 months. He'd be like, hey, Asher, by the way, look at what we're working on, you know, and it's been amazing. But the thinking of the stuff that we're pumping out of here now, the thought of that, you know, even a couple years ago, some of it, it's like, man, it's been crazy, but it's been a lot of fun, to be a part of. I'm thankful to be a part of it. And, they're great products. I mean, I really feel like they're products that have changed the way people hunt, making them more effective at a great price point. And it's cool to be a part of that. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's kind of exciting to think about, like, with all the change and everything that's going on, like, what about like 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 years from now?
That's what I've always
thought. You know,
thought.
Like, how much different from this time that we're sitting here right now does this look? But yeah, exactly. Exciting stuff.
Exactly. One thing I know, something exciting is that I know the public is excited for is those camo patterns coming out, man. There's been just so much hype on those camo patterns. Can you give us a little bit of insight on when those are going to be coming out?
We're going to see them very soon. I think we're going to have a first run in our zippered bags. We have an expansive line of waterproof bags. We have roll top style, and the new style is the zip style. We're going to offer the zip style in our two new patterns. We have bark, which is our basically woods pattern, and then we have stalk, which is our flooded impoundment corn marsh URP style setting. Both awesome colors are dialed, patterns are dialed, scales dialed. They're awesome. Tons of great feedback. You can get a sneak peek of what's to come on the website if you go into bags and zipper dry bags, I think's the category. Bowie's done a great job of photographing all that stuff. You can see them in settings. You can see them in the studio. But those are the main patterns, real practical patterns. But then we have our OG camo pattern, and golly, that thing,
dude,
is
that one's so popular.
It is so popular. It's it's wild. So we put that on. We've put it on a lot of stuff, and it moves. Trudge boots are in OG. We've got golf polos in OG.
Performance
zips are high pile fleece. Anyway, yeah. So those are our three main patterns. Who's to say there won't be more? But for now, those are them. Hopefully, they are staples for the rest of my life, next 20, 30 years, and you know they go through that phase of being the new thing, and then they go through that phase of being the maybe hopefully not the old thing, but the old things tend to come back in style. So anyway.
Yeah. You heard it here. Those camo patterns are coming soon, man. I know everybody's been waiting for them like crazy. The moment we teased those even a little bit, the DMs just absolutely blew up on when those things are coming. So I know everybody's waiting for them.
That bark pattern. I'm telling you, man, they're both awesome. But me as an Arkansas guy, like that bark pattern
guy,
man, it's so awesome. But I think what's exciting about it, not only for, you know, what I like to do what excites me the most, but I think it's going to be a great segue into some other things, you know, spring turkey or deer hunting, some other avenues with that pattern. So it's a great pattern, man. I'm telling you, that thing, I put that thing on a tree and in the bottoms, it's been a couple months, more than a couple months. It's when everything was still dead and brown. And I'm telling you, they look absolutely awesome. And I cannot wait to see that on more and more items.
The funny thing about the bark pattern, both of those patterns were developed in-house, but the bark pattern specifically, we were constantly looking out the window at our old warehouse, and Phil was asking, what's an oak tree look like? I'm like, there's one right there, man. It's like, just walk up to that tree, take some photos, and let's extrapolate the colors and the details and all that stuff and apply it to this pattern. So he went back to that tree daily, taking pictures and comparing palettes. I don't know how many times, and unbeknownst to him, that was like an undercover federal agency, DEA, FBI headquarters, with chain link fence and barbed wire, and they get together back there when they go to serve warrants. And they came out hot at Phil one day and said, what the hell are you doing here? And Phil, you know, Phil's personality, he was definitely taken back. So yeah, the bark pattern developed by Phil in the front parking lot of the DEA's office. Try and come up with that one.
Oh my gosh. If you guys knew Phil, it'd be even more fun. It'd be funnier because that dude is a character. That is hilarious, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So lots of new stuff coming, like just tons of news. I saw that, you know, the high pile fleece, which released yesterday. I guess this will release later. But I could just picture myself riding around in my little shitty S10 scouting with that OG high pile fleece on, dude, looking at big old Widge feeds and stuff. That's immediately what I pictured when I saw that.
Big old Widge feeds.
Dude, in our Monday meetings, you've got a jacket and hoodie on. What are you talking about in season? You could be cruising around in that thing right now.
Dude, it's 55 degrees even right now outside. I could be mobbing that thing.
We got
it. He called me out. He's like, bro, why do you got your hood on? I'm like, yo, it's 7 a.m. in the West Coast, dude. It's cold out here.
Get yourself a high pile. Have the guys send you one out, Judy.
Yeah, I'm going to need one, but maybe this fall, not this summer. But that they look sweet. There's just, I can hardly keep track with all the new products coming, honestly. But it's exciting. Any news on the full bodies at all, or is that just TBD?
Full body hawkers, they're here.
Yeah, they are.
By the time this podcast hits, they will be listed in for sale on the website. So. Yep, they're here. It's just been a bit of international foreign relations and things like that have been really disrupted the supply chain. So we've been managing, trying not to impose any major cost increase, price increases, but that's kind of what we've been dealing with. But they're here, yeah. You should go find them now.
Hey, that's news to me. Heck yeah, when this comes out, head to the website and go get you some full bodies. I know a lot of people have been excited for those too. Just seeing them on the website and just waiting for them to come out, that's a... It's that and the camo patterns that I've noticed immediately that people are just really waiting on. So that's freaking awesome. I can't wait to get them. Hunting big old September honkers with those things will be pretty sweet, dude. I'm excited for those. Any other just general updates? How's that showroom looking? Is that going to be together by Squad Fest?
Yeah, the completion date is July 3rd, I think. So it's starting to come together. All the we've got stuff dropping from the ceiling. We've got a big cash register cash wrap. We've got tons and tons of merchandising. There's graphics that are going in very soon. See, there's a lot cooking. It's been full speed ahead there. The parking lot's getting fixed up, the landscaping, all that stuff. All this is really in preparation for Squad Fest, and I know we're going to touch on that shortly, I'm sure. But prior to Squad Fest, we've got a ribbon cutting ceremony with all the people who've been involved in the development. We've got the bank, the contractors, our landlord, and we actually have the governor of Missouri coming out, Mike Kehoe. He and I have kind of become friends over the last 5 years. He came out on a whim 5 years ago to our current place when we were just tiny. It's cool to have him come out. And then we've got one of our fish and game commissioners, Ray Wagner, who's invited. Let's see if he comes. Never hurts to have those guys on your side. Plus, we're big fans of conservation. So, lots going on here. We've got new offices being built. The studio we're in right now is the desks that are in here are going to leave. And we're going to open up to more studio area. So, yeah, we're growing. It's cool.
Dang. Yeah, always expanding. No kidding. Do you get a hold of just a giant pair of scissors to cut that big old ribbon or what?
That's right. A big old.
Dude, I know you'd be all about. Judy, I know you'd love that.
Oh, dude. I would love that.
Dude, are you going to be here for Squad Fest? Surely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be here. Oh, yeah. It's the day before, so you'll be here, I assume.
Oh, so I get to see. Dude, that's
You can cut ribbon.
That's awesome. That reminds me, one time, I don't know why this just came to my head, but Asher got asked to be like the grand marshal of a parade one time. And he denied it, dude. And it had me pretty pissed.
That kind of awesome. Triggered.
Dude, he was so heated when I told him that I wasn't going to do it. And he was like, you know, in that Judy voice, oh, hell no, I'd have been the first one to do that. He's like, dude, I'd have been up there waving to everybody, chucking bush lights at them.
Dude, I'm still pissed you didn't do that. I would have hopped on that so damn fast, dude.
I had a commencement ceremony request for some kids up in Shelbina. It was Mother's Day. Oh. So, but man, that's pretty crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Did you do it?
No, it was Mother's Day. Unfortunately, okay.
I did not.
I did not do it, given it was a pretty important day for my wife and yeah, new baby.
That's
so
true. Brand new Mother's Day. Candace didn't get a Mother's Day this year, but I got to get the Father's Day. She was pretty heated about that. She was kind of pissed about that.
I thought Father's Day was great.
Yeah, you getting some good sleep with that new baby?
Man, no, not at all. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be, honestly. I thought it'd be kind of easy, and it's been kind of a pain in the ass. Like, people, I guess I didn't believe people were like, oh, you better catch up on your sleep. I was like, yeah, sure. I'm like, damn, they were right.
I think people downplay the changes to your life. It's like where all of my friends have kids, and I'm like, where was the complaining? No one bitched and moaned about it. And yeah,
everyone just kind of bottles it up, I guess. I mean, that's what I do.
Keep it to yourself. I guess you don't want to complain about your child. So
that's kind of what I'm at. I'm like, man, I just feel like shit. I haven't been sleeping. I've given bottles at 3 a.m. But when I'm hanging out with my buddies, I don't say anything about it because I don't want to complain about my own kid.
Right.
But I remember, Cody, the last time I had you on, you said you got this like primal feeling when that baby came out. And I was like, dude, when that hit me, I was like, holy shit, he was right. That was crazy.
I had a weird
protective prime. Yeah, that was weird.
Weird. When I saw the baby come out from behind, I wasn't on the other side of the sheets. I was on the head side of the sheets. The baby came up with the umbilical cord and the light. It's like a big moment in my life.
Yeah,
it is.
A big moment. And then the weirdest thing ever, man, I was driving home while we were getting ready to leave. I drove home, took a shower, grabbed some stuff, came back to the hospital. On the way back to the hospital, I was like, what's happening? I'm getting like emotional right now. And for some reason, I'm imagining giving my baby that was just born driving lessons. Like, what is going on right now? Anyway.
I start thinking about Mia, like, when she gets married.
Married, yeah. I'm not there yet.
She always asks me, she always wants to dance with me all the time.
Oh, man.
And I, like, can't help but think. I'm like, I'm not always going to be the most important guy.
She's
going to
leave
life.
You in the dust one day.
I know. Hey, I got to ask both of you guys, on that drive home, okay, first thing, the child seat can be a little bit of something installing that. But second, when you're driving home, was it that straight up, like, 10-2 for the first time and like, since you were 16 or whatever, the Absolutely. First day you started driving, like 10-2, like monitoring the speed limit, like using using your blinker,
slow lane,
over turning, like doing things that you might not do all the time.
Slow lane, very attentive, aware, defensive. Now I've loosened up just a little
bit. Yeah. What about the car seat installation? You guys do pretty good?
The car seat installation was fine. It was the baby installation into the car seat. Okay. I had the legs. We had the strap under the legs, or I can't remember which way it was, but the nurse, they did a great job. They made sure, I don't know what I'm doing. They made sure where she was in there correctly and she was tightened down and the straps and the pad and the whole thing. So yeah, it's all good now.
Damn, they didn't do that with me. They just sent me on my way. And I remember I was pissed because I was taking her home in a Mazda and I really wanted to take her home in my O2 Power Stroke, dude. And Candace would not let that happen. I was like, come on, just let me drive her home in the Stroke, dude. And I was just pissed. I remember the whole drive home, I was just pissed because I wasn't in my truck and I was in a Mazda.
Just has to have a sick first ride.
Yeah, dude.
It's like your dog, the first duck you picked up wasn't a widget.
Yeah, dude, his first drifter's first bird was like a little cackler, dude, my most hated bird. And I was like, gosh damn.
What are you going to do if your daughter's first duck's a little Gary?
Don't even put that bad juju on me, dude. I didn't even go let that happen.
He calls Green Wing Teals Gary's.
Gary's, huh?
You want to tell him why you call him Gary's?
Because we call Green Wing Teals Gary's because the first dude, oh, I just have a vendetta against teal. I just don't like him at all. But the first dude in our crew that shoots a teal has to eat a Gary's quick steak from the gas station. And it's like this disgusting frozen pile of meat, dude. Just like chopped up shitty meat. So that's why we call him Gary's from the Gary Quick Steak, dude.
That's hilarious.
I've never had to eat one yet. Actually, no one's ever followed through with it. I might have to tighten up my regs a little bit, honestly.
A Gary's. Gary.
Yep, good old Gary. Squad Fest, man, coming up real, real soon. That's really exciting. We've got the grand opening of the HQ and Squad Fest at the same time. I can't imagine, you know, just a better combination of the two, man. It's going from the first headquarters, like, what was that, I think 5 years ago. I can still picture, you guys probably can too, that first busload of people coming off of there at the first Squad Fest was insane. Insane. And going from that to now just this giant headquarters, it's awesome to see.
Yeah, that was crazy. I remember that like it was yesterday. It was just like the doors open and it was just like a flood of people. I don't think any of us really knew like what to expect. And that first one was just a little overwhelming with the volume of people that showed up right from the jump at a pretty small layout, and then it was really, really hot, which is to be expected in mid-July in this area. But last year, kind of moving back into this year, last year it was very, very mild temperatures for this time of year, and I'm hoping this year, you know, we can get lucky and have another weekend like that. But if we don't, I mean, we've got massive tents set up. We've got our HQ showroom here, so there will be some areas where people can get some relief. But man, got our fingers crossed for this year's show. Maybe we'll get lucky like last year and get a nice 80 degree weekend, and not
that
like
so nice.
The previous year, I guess the 2023 year, that it was like, you know, 110 and everybody's passing out and whatever. It wasn't that bad. I'm being dramatic, but it was really, really hot.
I mean, borderline like that.
It was hot, and but man, everybody, they're champs about it. People know what to expect around here. You know, it's hot, but hey, whether we get a great weather weekend or it's hot, man, we are absolutely going to have a ball. I have no doubt. It ain't going to stop us, regardless. The weather doesn't matter, rain or shine, hot or cool. We're going to be here, and it's going to be an absolutely amazing event. There's been a lot of preparation that's gone into it. We are so stoked to just welcome everybody to our new headquarters and the brand new layout. It's, you know, be a little different than it was at 370, but not different in a bad way. It'll just be different because that's what we did for 3 years, and this is first year here, and we're really excited about the turnout, and we know that everybody's just going to have a ball.
So if everyone listening doesn't know, we're based out of St. Louis, and we are in a suburb of St. Louis called Hazelwood, and we have a new facility here. It's large. It's actually part of an old mall. It was a Mills Mall, and it's been converted into light industrial. We were one of basically the pilot tenants here, and in negotiating our lease, we negotiated a huge portion of the parking lot, the old mall, be available for us to have a show once a year. So we'll have a very clean new parking lot in place, and then vendors galore, tents, and we have entertainment. We've got calling contests, a duck and goose. We've got huge names inside that calling arena or calling sphere coming here, big call out, big payouts, and then a vendor fair, a call makers, you know, everything from children's toys to dog products to, you know, unique product offerings that we may not ever get into. So that's all great. And then this year, the food trucks, the beer, we have live music.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Three different music artists are coming in. And this is all free to the public. So come with your friends, family, make a day of it, make a weekend of it, travel in. There's lots of good hotels. And there's campgrounds. There's basically everything you need right here. It's a very safe area. And come out and meet and greet, see the new headquarters and all the people you've been seeing on the social platform. See it all, see where it all happens.
Also a great time to see, you know, these new products being showcased, some of them that will have released by the time we get to Squad Fest, and some that are a preview of what's to come. So we'll have that set out. We'll have free waters. You know, we'll have a water tent. We've got some amazing raffles with a few of our sponsors, Winchester and Browning. Winchester has kindly donated like a dozen cases of shells. We're going to be giving away a case of shells like every 2 hours both days. We're going to give away a Browning shotgun each day. Just some amazing giveaways. They're all free to enter. We capped the vendor fair, like 60 vendors. It's just going to be great. I sold out of that like almost 2 months ago. It's been like 6 weeks since we sold out of that. Jeez. So a lot of excitement from the vendors. Maybe next year we could potentially explore taking more, but for the layout that we had this year, that was what we felt comfortable with and what we liked. I really wanted to focus on like the flow this year and making sure it was you know, just everything was smooth. The transitions from the main stage tent to where the calling contest will take place to what we're calling the dive bar, where we'll have our trucks and live music, and there'll be cornhole. And then, so between the, like the HQ showroom and those three, like the Golden Triangle, you know, up in the Sumner area, and our friends, Tony up there, the little Golden Triangle, that'll be our little Golden Triangle between the main stage tent, the HQ showroom and the dive bar. And then we've kind of got the whole vendor fair that's kind of centered with a really, really nice flow. All the vendors are going to be in a great spot for visibility. The entrance and exit will be really, really smooth from the parking lot. It'll be very clear where to enter, where to exit. And then just the flow of everything will be great for everybody that's involved. So, I have no doubt it's going to be a great event, but certainly the highlight is going to be this new HQ showroom. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work is going into this thing. It's really, really coming together nicely, and it's exciting times like we've already talked about. But it's going to be a great, great weekend, July 18th and 19th. Friday, start at noon till 8, and then Saturday cranks up a little earlier, 9 to 5.
Yeah, so we're going to be five.
Yep, rocking and rolling. Come out, like Cody said, free admission. Come hang out with us. Let's talk waterfowl. Let's get pumped for the upcoming season. You know, by that point, it's right around the corner, man. These early seasons, I mean, North Dakota, you guys that travel, those August honkers, and then, of course, for most everybody else, that September that they start eyeing up, man, the early Canadas, the early teal, your dove season coming in. So that's the time. It's time to start getting sharp, brushing up on your shooting to get ready, and then start getting the supplies you need or identifying the items that you're going to need for the upcoming season, whether it's early, mid, or late season. So it's a great, great event to just get hype for waterfowl season. And we just love that. We love meeting and interacting with our customers. You see these faces that you see year after year, or people that you see at other shows, or even that we've met on the road, and they come, and whether they're local or traveling, it's just great to connect with everybody and share stories. And it's just a great weekend, man. It's different than other shows. It's so like interactive. It's like the environment that we really want to have is people are there to like come and hang out and stay, but not just like show up and like, oh, I'm going to run my Squad Fest real quick and I'm going to walk the vendor aisles and I'm going to leave. It's like, no, like we really want you to feel welcome, like come and hang out, plan to eat here, whether it's breakfast and dinner or lunch and dinner, whatever it may be, like come hang out with us, spend the day, listen to the music, stay for the calling contest. Feel welcome because you are welcome. We want to chat with you. We want to hang out with you. And, you know, if you want to break it up with something else to do in St. Louis, there's certainly plenty of wonderful things that you can do for yourself or your family if you're bringing young ones. But come hang out with us, spend the day. We're going to have a great time, and we can't wait to see everyone.
Yeah, event of the summer, man. I always look forward to it. Like you said, just kind of mingling with everybody. Maybe even like one of my favorite parts is seeing everybody that I talk to online that I've really like never met in person. I'm like, put a face to the name, maybe drink a couple beers with the dudes and just stuff like that. But I tell everybody it's like a great networking event because you have people from all over the country. It's not just like local. You have people from all over the country that come to Squad Fest, and I tell people like maybe you make a buddy from two states over and all of a sudden you're hunting together next fall, or like you trade hunts or whatever, all kinds of stuff like that, dude. It's just an awesome hangout. It's not just a walk through the vendor fair and leave, you know. It's just like you said, hang out, drink some beers, eat some food, chat to people, chat to us, everybody in the company that you see online that you can see in person, actually, you know, make a connection with. It's just, I love Squad Fest. And then, but it does remind me that like after, it should be like midsummer, like hanging out, like we still got some time till the season. Squad Fest is like the, after that, it's like grind time comes in for us. And I'm like, oh, dude, it's time to start like really getting after it again. Cause I think we have like four trade shows in a row and then it's like September. And there's like,
I've just been feeling the bug lately. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I'm ready to roll.
Yeah.
Dude, getting ready to roll.
He's got the knot going
crazy.
Squad Fest comes and it's like everything. It's like everything just gets, go ahead and push the fast forward button, man, because it's like,
honestly,
here it comes, warp speed, man, through. Just get ready because August is about to rip by. And the next thing you know, like, here we are back on the grind or the grind, the traveling grind. So, you know, I just one more thing to like touch on. I think what's so cool about Dive Bomb is that we're so, we're very transparent with like our personnel and who's doing what behind the company. And I think it's really, really cool. Just the fact that our owner is the way he is with this company and our customer base, like he's available, like he's going to be out there in the dive bar tent having a beer with somebody that might have, you know, purchased their first five dozen V2 Canada silhouettes. Like, I don't know how many companies that you can say that about, that you can get that personalized of an experience with the people behind it. I'm not saying like anything like special about us as people. I'm just saying like, we're very open about what we do and interacting with our customers, and we welcome it. We love it. That's part of what I think brings us all a lot of joy. And so I think that's one thing that's like really, really unique about not only Squad Fest, but just Dive Bomb in general is like, this is the guy. Like, this is the guy, and he's going to be out there hanging out with everybody else, drinking beers, having a good time. And all these guys, like Jake sitting behind the computer and Bowie and Mark that we talked about and Kyle Lowry and Phil that we laughed about getting, you know, trouble, you know, with the Bart camo patterns, to the girls in there working on things, to the guys in strategy and the warehouse and operations. And it's just, it's awesome, man, to interact and engage with the waterfowl community and just being just kind of transparent and showcasing who we are, like kind of with the unfiltered stuff. And like,
yep.
I don't know. I love that about Dive Bomb, and I love that's how we are. It's just, it's personalized. And I think that's what like kind of sums up Squad Fest, is it's like a very personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people just love Squad Fest, so they can come out, like you said, meet everybody, see everybody, and drink beers with the owner of Dive Bomb, dude. Like you said, that don't happen. Or me, you can come drink some beers with me, too. I'll be hammering them in the Dive Bomb. But also, one thing I saw, if you head to the website under the Squad Fest tab, you can stay updated. You can enter your email, your information, and get entered to win a $500 gift card. So if you head to the website and check that out, just sign up for that and you'll automatically be entered for a $500 gift card drawing and come out to Squad Fest. Maybe get a couple discounts, some deals going on, and July 18th and 19th, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
No doubt. And to add on to that, the raffle tent, we'll have a sign up form, the one I talked about, free entry, but man, it'll take 30 seconds. And when you come in and you get signed up for those raffles, you'll be entered for all those raffles that we talked about earlier. So all those cases of shells and those shotguns. So, you know, make sure when you show up, head over to that raffle tent, get yourself signed up, and get a chance to win. Save you a little bit of money on maybe some shells for the season, or
heck yeah,
maybe get lucky and get you a brand new shotgun. So make sure you come see us over at the raffle tent. You won't miss it, but just wanted to throw that in there. Awesome. Awesome raffles. Don't miss out on those.
For sure, man. So we got huge things coming from Dive Bomb, like always. Get ready for Squad Fest. Like we said, July 18th and 19th. Come on out. Come on out and see us. Check out some new products. And thanks, Cody and Asher, for coming on. Just a general midsummer update, man. It's good to hear from you guys and get excited for the fall.
Keep up the good work, Judy. I loved the last podcast.
I appreciate it, man. That's the plan. We're going to keep on going with this one. It's been awesome. I really enjoyed it. So thanks for coming on, guys. Right. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.